Bitcoin futures hit record. Leverage as open interest tops daily volume. Bitcoin's derivatives market crossed a line on August 15, 2026. Open interest in Bitcoin futures, the total value of leveraged positions still open, climbed to a record where it held more notional exposure than the entire market trades in a single day. The observation came from Nexo, which flagged the milestone in an August 23 post on X. That ratio matters more than the raw number. Open interest is the fuel sitting in the tank. Daily spot volume is how fast the market can actually move that fuel around. When the tank holds more than the engine can burn in a day, any sharp price move has to clear through positions faster than natural buying and selling can absorb, and that is when forced selling takes over. The positioning behind the price run, Bitcoin traded at $76,888 as of August 23, 2026, down 1.74% on the day, but up 20.77% over the prior 7 days. The one-week gain is the context for the leverage buildup. Traders chased the move with borrowed size, and open interest expanded alongside it, rather than after it cooled off. The broader market told the same story. Ether sat at $23,388, up 27% on the week. XRP was at $144, up 44.53% over 7 days, despite a 7.71% drop in the last 24 hours, the sharpest single-day fall among the majors. Solana held $92.17, up 22.38% weekly. Gains of that size in a week are the kind that pull in leverage, because momentum makes borrowed exposure look cheap right up until it reverses. The Fear and Greed Index reads 75, firmly in greed territory. High readings coincide with crowded long positioning, and crowded positioning is exactly the condition that turns an ordinary pullback into a liquidation cascade. Liquidation mechanics in a top-heavy market. A leveraged long is a promise to hold collateral above a maintenance threshold. When price falls toward that threshold, the exchange closes the position automatically and sells into the market. Each forced sale pushes price down a little more, which pushes the next position past its own threshold. The chain runs until leverage thins out, or fresh buyers step in. The record open interest to volume ratio makes that chain longer and faster. With more open exposure than daily turnover, there is not enough organic liquidity on any given day to absorb a large wave of forced selling without a real price gap. That is the structural risk the record is pointing at. It does not predict a drop. It measures how violent a drop would be if one starts. Recent history shows the pattern in numbers. The market has already seen $2.7 billion in shorts wiped out during a 22% Bitcoin rally and separately $1.74 billion in short liquidations in one of the largest single events on record. Leverage cuts both ways, and the same mechanics that torched shorts on the way up can torch longs on the way down. The two cardholder groups most exposed to a leverage unwind. Most spending decisions do not hinge on futures positioning, but two groups should pay attention. Anyone holding a card that ties rewards to a staked token carries direct exposure to this volatility. Cards from Crypto.com, Plutus, and XPlace require locking a native token to unlock higher cashback tiers, and a leverage-driven drawdown can erase months of rewards value faster than the cashback accrues. Break-even math on those programs assumes the token holds its price, which a cascade does not respect. Readers weighing those tiers can compare the alternatives on our cashback rewards hub. The second group is anyone parking spending balances on a custodial exchange. Sharp liquidation events stress exchange infrastructure, and the FTX and Wirecard precedents are a reminder that frozen balances are a real failure mode when a provider is caught offside. Cards that let you spend from your own wallet sidestep that counterparty risk, because the funds never sit on someone else's balance sheet during the volatility.